Okay, welcome. Today's lesson is called The Buttocks, and it's from the Alexander Yonai series that Moshe Feldenkrais taught in Tel Aviv. So just take a moment to sense yourself in line and notice your contact with the floor. Notice those places in yourself that take support from the floor. And take a moment to notice your breath. You may have hustled to get here on a Saturday morning. So just notice where is your breath? Where's the impetus for the breath? Is it in your chest? Is it in your pelvis? Is it in the stomach, around the diaphragm? And is that sense of the breath three-dimensional for you? As you breathe in, do you notice an increased contact with your back body on the floor? Perhaps you can sense the side body moving out towards the armpits a little, and then wrapping around and the front body expands. Just take a moment to notice the volume of the breath. And then bring your attention to how your legs are lying on the floor. If you could all straighten your legs for just a moment. And with your mind's eye, trace out how wide the legs are, spread apart, or how close together they are. Notice the contact that the heels are making with the floor. Notice the direction of the feet. Are your feet pointed straight up towards the ceiling? Are they pointed more out towards the corners of the room? And are both feet pointing symmetrically? So the left foot mirrors the right? Or is one foot pointed, say, more towards the corner and upward, while the other foot is pointed more straight? Just notice that kind of difference in the feet and the direction that they're taking. And now notice the contact with your buttocks on the floor. The width of the pelvis. And is that contact the same right and left? Does the pelvis feel level across the top? Or does one side rise up a little more or roll into the side a little more than the other? Just notice how your pelvis is resting, the contact your buttocks has with the floor. And then roll to your side and come up to standing and just take one walk around the room. We'll come back to this. So just walk around the room. Like I told you, this is an active lesson, so we will be up and down. And as you're walking, just bring your attention first to your feet. Notice the contact that each foot makes as it falls to the floor. Notice the direction that the feet go in. Does that match in any way your sensation of the feet as you were lying? notice your pelvis as you walk and how it moves side to side or forward and backward. And take your time so you can really sense yourself. Just slow down and notice how one foot lands as the other pushes off. And then the other foot lands as the back foot pushes off. Notice the movement of your pelvis. And how your buttocks respond. Do you notice anything in the way the buttocks muscles work as you walk? And just when you get back to your place, just sit down. So as you walk back to your resting place, just keep your focus on the movement of the pelvis and the contribution of the buttocks, and just sit with your legs straight in front of you. You can put your hands behind you to support yourself just for a moment. Eleanor, we're sitting. Sorry. You're so programmed. So come to sitting. And now put your hands on your knees. Just lean your hands on your knees. That's right. And straighten your legs if you can, Maha. If you you can straighten them, lengthen them up, that's better. Can you do that for just a moment? And now in this situation, tighten your buttocks. So just bring those buttocks muscles, make little hard fists of them. So first of all, you get to find your buttocks muscles. And you know, sitting all the time, they turn off. I think this is what happens. So to find your buttocks muscles, imagine that you're squeezing $100 bill between your butt cheeks. And just really squeeze that really tightly and let it go. And squeeze and let it go. And just do that a few times. Squeeze and let it go. And notice, what does that squeezing do to the rest of your body? Michael, I think you need to sit on the floor if you can, so you can get that sensation. Yeah, we won't be here too long. So squeeze the butt very tightly together. That's right, Caroline, and let it go. And do that a few times. And just notice, can you do it without your shoulders? So the shoulders stay soft and you're just squeezing the buttocks and letting it go. And notice how your body rises up a little, and then when you let it go, it sinks back down. And then begin to do it quicker. So do it very quickly, squeeze and release, and keep everything else soft. So it will be interesting to notice if when you squeeze the buttocks, your shoulders think they need to join in. And can you breathe and stay soft? And go very quickly and get that sensation as if maybe you were riding a horse. So squeeze and release, and you get a little taller, and then you get a little shorter, and you're making fists out of those buttocks to hold that $100 bill, and then you're releasing it. Okay. And everybody, and can you do it with your stomach free? Free. So you're not calling on your stomach muscles to do this. You're just squeezing the buttocks and letting it go. And the shoulders are soft and the stomach is free. And we're just isolating those buttocks muscles. All right, and then lie on your back. All right, and this is a Feldenkrais lesson, so the rules of engagement apply, which means you take many rests, you never go to a place of pain, so if you're feeling that you're getting ambitious or something isn't working for you, then your options are to do less. So if I'm saying squeeze very tightly and that's not feeling good, then you can try and just squeeze a little less. Or you can just stop squeezing the buttocks altogether and imagine. Imagine what it would be like with your kinesthetic sense to do that movement. Okay, so no efforting, no striving. Even if I don't suggest that you take a rest and you need one, then it's your responsibility to take care of yourself and take that rest. Now, with your legs long, lying on your back, contract your buttocks and let it go. And just notice, as you contract the buttocks, what happens to the pelvis? It rises up a little bit. And what happens to the pubic bone? It rises forward a little bit. So just contract the buttocks and release it several times. And as you're doing that, sense in yourself, does one side of the buttocks contract more than the other? Or is the contraction symmetrical? So how would you know if one side contracts more than the other? That side where the contraction is stronger would lift a little bit higher. That's right. That's good. And just keep everything else soft. Notice if you can breathe as you do this. Notice if the belly muscles can stay out of it. So you're not contracting the abdomen, but you may notice that the abdomen moves as you contract the buttocks, but you're not intentionally contracting it. And then just let it rest. And now, contract only your right buttocks. So go slowly and feel this out and just first be curious. Can I contract only the right buttocks? And let it go. And notice as you contract the right buttocks, what happens in the lumbar spine? What kind of movement do you feel? Do you feel a little bit of twisting towards the left? Do you feel a little bit of flattening in the lumbar spine on the right? And what happens in your chest as you only contract the right buttocks? And then continue contracting only the right buttocks, resting when you need to. And notice, as you contract the right buttocks, what happens to the right knee? Is there any kind of movement taking place in the right knee and the right foot? Just be curious and notice as you contract the right buttocks, how does that translate down the leg? When you contract the right buttocks muscle, it moves in closer towards the tailbone, moves up a little bit. And does that affect in any way what's happening in the knee and the foot? Okay, and leave that and just rest. Notice the weight in your pelvis now. And see if there's any difference having done just movements on the right side. Now contract the left buttocks only. And is that easier than the right? And as you contract the left buttocks, notice what happens to the pelvis. Is there a shift in weight in the pelvis? A little rolling over towards the right. So contract and release. Notice what happens in the lumbar spine and your chest. And it could be that right now nothing's happening, or it could be that there is an integrated response between the contraction of the left buttocks and what's happening in the back and in the chest. And as you contract the left buttocks, bring your attention to the left knee. And what's happening to the left knee? Is it straightening or bending? Is it rolling inward and outward? What's happening for you as you contract the left buttocks? Just be curious. Bring a light sense of curiosity to that. And now, as you continue to contract and release the left buttocks, notice if there's any response in the foot. So you contract. Notice if the foot rolls a little bit, or if the weight of the pressure on the heel changes. Is there any response as you contract the left buttocks in the left foot? So just leave that and rest a moment. Sense how your feet are lying now. Sense how your pelvis is resting, taking support from the floor. And now begin to contract both buttocks. And contract them rapidly. So it's contract, 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 release, contract, release. Go very quickly. And notice as you do that, what's happening with your legs. So you squeeze the buttocks as if you're holding something tightly between your butt cheeks. So that means the muscles roll inward. And that rolling inward, can that tightening of the buttocks allow the legs to roll outward a little? Just notice. And do it a few more times as quick as you can, paying attention to how that contracting is causing the legs to move. And are you breathing? Make sure you're breathing. Don't hold your breath. That's right, and a little quicker, a few more times, quick as you can, quick and light, quick and light, quick and light. Okay, and let it rest. Now roll over onto your stomachs. And in this position, widen your legs a little bit. Allow your legs to go wide. And then allow your toes to point in towards each other if you can. That's right. So the toes point a little bit towards each other. The legs are wide. The legs are wide apart, about hip width. That's right. And now put your hands on your buttocks. And you all have a lot of padding, except Bonnie. Bonnie, do you need a pad?
No.
Okay, good. So in this situation, with your hands loosely on your buttocks, begin to contract the buttocks. And just sense, do they contract equally? Or does one side contract a little more than the other? And rest when you need to. If you need to rest and turn your head to one side, go ahead and do that. But pay attention as you're contracting the buttocks to how the heels move. Which direction do the heels roll towards as you contract the buttocks? That's right, contract and release. Notice the movement in the heels. That's right, the heels are rolling in a little bit. Everyone's heels are moving. See if you can point the toes a little towards each other. That's right, and now that's better. Good. And then rest. And now, begin to contract only the buttocks muscle that seem to respond quicker and stronger. So if it was your right buttocks muscle, keep your hands back there. And just, if for you it was the right buttocks muscle, just contract the right buttocks muscle and release it. And do that a few times. Hi, Carl. And notice how the leg responds and how the heel rolls. And then do the other buttocks muscle. So if you were doing the right side, put your hand back there and do only the left, okay? Or whatever it was. I'm just saying the right. So then contract the other buttocks muscle only. Contract it and release it. And now notice, is only one buttock muscle contracting, or are they both contracting? And if they're both contracting, contract a little less. Do less. And see if you can differentiate just the right buttocks or the left buttocks muscle from the other. That's right. That's good. So just do enough of a contraction on that side that the other buttocks doesn't join in. Very good. And then just let it rest for a moment. You can turn your head to the side. Put your arms up if that's more comfortable. All right, and now bring your hands back onto your buttocks muscle and bring your head forward and contract both buttocks muscles. And contract them very powerfully. That's right, and let it rest. And do that several times. Contract and hold that contraction for a moment and let it rest. And notice how the heels are rolling in towards each other as you contract the buttocks. That's good. And let it rest. And I just have to read you. Keep doing it. And I just have to read you this description of how Moshe explained to his students to contract only their buttocks muscles. He says, many of you are making movement that aren't relevant and don't feel that they aren't contracting their buttocks muscles. Contracting the buttocks muscles is similar to the movement you make when you don't want your mother to give you an enema. That's total Moshe humor, right? A little raw. Right, and so he says, that is what you need to do with your buttocks. You need to make it impossible to reach your anus. So try that a few times. Make it impossible to reach your anus. Contract your buttocks so strongly and release it. That's right, and then when you release it, really let it go. Let it rest. Just rest completely, and when you think you've rested the buttocks completely, rest it a little more. and then contract it again. That's right. And then roll over onto your back and rest. So we're going to lie on our back and rest. And now, in resting, notice, is there any difference in the way that the legs are lying? Are the feet pointing out a little bit more? Are they more relaxed? And just here, once or twice, contract both buttocks muscles and let them go. And just notice how that translates down the legs to the knees and the heels. And then rest. Okay, and now come to standing on your knees. And if you need more padding, you can double up your blanket. So come to stand on both knees. And stand upright. So that's right. You're standing on both knees. And place your knees and feet comfortably close together, your feet pointing behind you. That's good. And now put your hands on your buttocks. That's good. And in this situation, powerfully contract the buttock muscles together and let it go. And do that several times. And notice, as you contract the buttock muscles, what happens to your lumbar spine? Okay, so that's the part of your spine right above your buttocks, right above the pelvis, the low spine. So powerfully contract the buttocks muscles together, so make your anus invisible, right? And notice, does the lumbar spine curve and straighten, flatten out a little? And what happens with your pubic bone as you powerfully contract the buttocks? Notice as you wrap those muscles together in the back that the pubic bone can go a little upward, the lumbar spine can straighten a little bit, flatten out a little bit. That's right. Do that a few times. And contract powerfully so you can feel that pubic bone moving forward and the lumbar spine curving backwards, and let it go. Right, so as the buttocks wrap around and contract, and you're doing it, Maha. Yeah, your lumbar's moving backwards and the curve in it is rounding a little to the back wall, right? So you're tightening, and as the pubic bone comes up, the back goes back, right? Feel that?
I'm feeling it, but I'm not imagining what your word on that.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe we'll reword it and you'll say, as you tighten the buttocks, the pubic bone comes forward and the lumbar goes back. Is that more clear?
The curve lessens.
The curve lessens. Yeah. Okay, so just rest on your knees.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Because that movement wants to make the leg move out.
Mm-hmm.
I have trouble with that because it can't really move in this position as much.
So you can bring your knees a little farther apart?
So I should bring them farther apart.
Yeah, you can take them a little more hip width. That's right. And now, is that better? Okay. All right. Any more questions? Everybody good? You good back there?
My thighs get involved. My thigh muscles.
Uh-huh.
Tighten. And they're painful.
Well, don't do so much. That's a really good indication, Eleanor, that you should stop, and when you're tightening, tighten less. Okay? But the thigh muscles are probably waking up. Maybe they're muscles you haven't used in a while in this way.
Yeah.
So they're saying,
yeah.
Oh, good morning. Yeah. Right. So you do less. You take your time and only do a few contractions and then rest. So now, yes, Carl.
I can also feel in the thigh bones.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Because those muscles go from the sacrum and coccyx to the thigh bone.
Right, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking to see that as we contract the buttocks, the thigh bones roll.
Yeah.
Right? So they are going to roll. And that's what we're looking for, is how the buttocks can control the action of the leg, which is really important in walking, right? So you are going to feel it. The contraction of those muscles, I think, is just them waking up. And I think the inability for you, you felt like yours were constricted, so you could...
It's good to be further apart.
A little further apart.
Too, yeah. Because it's very tied together.
Yeah.
If we were standing, it would be that
right.
kind of
movement. And we're going to get there.
Well, of course... keeps that from happening.
Well, you can go a little. Why don't you just give yourself a couple inches?
Open them.
There you go. Open them. That's right. Now try it.
No.
Now they'll move.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
One of those little muscle tricks to keep it fixed.
Six, so you're just feeling that contraction in your buttocks. So now do it quickly. Now begin in kneeling to contract very quickly. And notice as you go quickly, you get that same movement of the pubic bone moving up, the lumbar moving back. And notice as you do this, is there any response in your heels? Do you feel the heels rolling towards each other? It's what Carl was saying, that the legs move. As you contract the glutes, the heels, the legs are going to turn, and the heels are going to be able to move a little more together. So do that a few times and sense it for yourself. That's great, Eleanor. And make sure you're breathing. Is your breath free? Is your chest free? Can your hands be loose and free even though they're on your buttocks?
Actually, I can actually feel my heels pressing together when I do that.
That's good. The chain's working. And then just leave it alone and rest. Just rest lying for a moment. You can rest. Get off your knees. And just notice in lying now the balance in your pelvis. Has that changed at all? Notice how your feet are lying. Notice the distance between your legs. Has that changed since the beginning of the lesson? And then just once or twice here, contract the buttocks and let them go and notice what's happening in your legs. And if you're not feeling anything happening in your legs, maybe you want to try and move your legs a little wider apart. Just a little. And see if that allows. That's good. And just rest. And as you're resting, just rest your buttocks completely. Just let those muscles really let go and sink into the floor. Let the abdomen be soft. And now come back to standing on your knees. And you might remember from the beginning how when we roll up, we roll to our side and come up with our head low, back to last spring, so we don't strain ourselves as we're coming up. And now in this situation, bring your right foot forward to standing. That's right. And arrange the distance between your right foot and your left knee so you feel balanced. So, Eleanor, you might want to bring that foot a little farther forward. Yeah, here, let me give you this. You can use this for balance, huh? Yeah. Is that better?
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, anybody else need a little support for balance? Okay, and now in this situation, contract your buttocks. Ah, we'll see what happens. Contract the buttocks and see which buttocks contracts. So your intention is to contract both buttocks, but will both buttocks contract in this situation?
No.
No. So which buttocks won't contract? Yeah, the one that's on stretch, right? So just contract the buttocks and notice as you contract your left buttocks, right? You're standing on your left. What's happening in the right leg? So contract the buttocks powerfully and see that as you contract them and the pubic bone moves forward on the left side, the right leg is going to move a little, the right knee is going to move a little longer, right? So feel that. Feel that for yourself. As you contract on the left, the weight shifts a little to the right, and the right knee lengthens. That's right. And do it a few times. You can get a sense of that, how the weight is shifting and the standing foot is lengthening away from you a little. And what's happening to the lower leg on the left? Is anything happening in the heel as you contract that buttocks? It rolls a little. That's right. So those are some powerful muscles. They move the bones. Okay, and now just rest any way you want. You can be on your knees or you can just sit back. Notice your breath. Can your breath be free? Notice now that you're not overdoing it. Okay, so if you're starting to feel tension anywhere, that's a good indication to do less. When I say contract powerfully, don't contract quite so much. Just take care of yourself. And now come back to standing on your knees and bring the other foot forward. So it's the left foot forward this time. And begin to contract the buttocks and notice which buttocks is contracting. And also notice, is it symmetrical? Was when you contracted the left buttocks, did it feel the same as it feels now contracting the right? Or is one side contracting more powerfully than the other? Now that you've isolated one, you can notice that. And begin to contract and release powerfully so that the pubic bone lifts, the left leg lengthens. Notice if you're breathing and your chest is soft. And where's your gaze? Where are you looking? And would it help if you smiled? Every time you contract your buttocks, could you smile? That might make it a little more fun and lighter and playful. So contract and release, and notice as you do that how the standing leg moves forward a little, and the lower leg resting on the floor may roll a little bit. That's right. Okay, leave it alone and sit back and rest. Just rest in sitting for a minute. So you can take the weight off your knees. Okay, and then come to standing on both knees again, and one more time contract both buttocks. So have your knees close together but far enough apart that you can feel a sense of movement. Your toes are pointed behind you, and begin to contract and release the buttocks very quickly. And notice that as you do that, the pubic bone and the lumbar spine respond. So do it light and fast, light and fast, light and fast. That's right. Feel that whole kind of undulation in your body as you contract those powerful muscles. And has this changed at all? Has your ability to contract and release both buttocks changed since you did first the left side and then the right? And now just one or two times contract the buttocks very powerfully and hold it. And notice as you contract how the pubic bone rises, the lumbar moves to the back, and then release it. And notice that you can keep your shoulders soft. Your breath can be free. That when you're contracting the buttocks, you don't have to hold the breath. That your shoulders can be loose and free. That's right. And then just lie on your back and take a rest. We're going to rest on our backs now. Oh, you're playing still? Okay. Okay. Yeah, join the club. In resting, just notice the balance in your pelvis now. Notice how your legs are rolling inward or outward, how your feet are resting on the floor. And now roll on your side and come back to standing on your knees. And if you're done, you're done. Just rest. Eleanor, don't push it.
It's my knees.
Yeah, don't. Then, you know what? Just
70-year-old knees.
Yeah. Then I would say that you can just do the rest lying on your back. Okay? So just stay on your back. And those of you who are doing more, spread your knees wide and point your toes inward towards each other so the lower legs are pointing in towards each other. Spread your legs as wide as you comfortably can. And now in this situation, begin to contract the buttocks. That's right. And notice here with the legs spread wide that you can get an increased sense perhaps of the pubic bone moving forward and the lumbar moving back. That's right. And do it a few times quickly. Contract, contract, making your anus invisible. holding on to that $500 bill and letting it go. I want to really see those muscles working. And now, as you're doing this, notice what happens to your abdomen. So you contract the buttocks, and your abdomen rises a little, right? Can you feel that? Can everybody feel that abdomen rising a little bit? Okay. And now, just do it in a way, contract and intentionally help the abdomen to rise. So as you contract, you're going to pull your belly button in and upward, and then you're going to let it go. And do that a few times. Contract powerfully and pull the belly in and up and keep breathing and let it go. And contract and increase the movement upward of the abdomen. And keep your shoulders out of the equation. And now do it again without working the abdomen. So just contract the buttocks and feel the belly rise. And just notice for yourself, can you do the movement of the buttocks without working the abdomen? Okay, a lot of times the abdomen just wants to join in the show. So just notice, can you differentiate within yourself that working of the buttocks from a working of the buttocks and the abdomen? That's right. Okay, and leave it alone and come to standing. Eleanor, roll to your side. Roll on to your side. Very good. And now come up. And if you, we're going to be shifting our weight to one side, so if you'd like support from the wall, we're going to be shifting the weight. So you, for example, might want to come over here and have a little support from the wall as you do it. You'll see. So what we're going to do is, in standing, shift the weight onto the right leg. And the left leg is going to be out to the side, and just the toes are going to be touching. Just the big toe. So you have a little bit of stability there. That's right. And now in this situation, Carl, put this down. That's it. You know, you're falling over. In this situation, contract the right buttocks. Contract and release. And notice what is happening to the right leg. Which way is the right knee turning? Out. And what's happening to the right foot? Where's the weight going on your right foot as you contract the buttocks? That's right, it's going to the outer edge of the right foot. So if you're not feeling the weight going to the outer edge of the right foot, intentionally, as you contract your buttocks, move the weight to the outside of the right foot till you feel the left big toe mound lighten its contact with the floor. So contract and feel that rolling out and arching in the foot, and then release. And contract and allow the weight to go back towards the heel and to the outside of the foot, and then release. That's nice. And just do that a few times, bringing your kinesthetic sense to that rolling out of the leg, that movement onto the outside of the right foot. That's good. And release. And just let it rest. And stand on both legs. Just stand on both feet. Sense the balance of your weight on both feet now. And now separate your legs a little and shift your legs, your weight to the left leg. That's right. And with the weight on the left, leaning on the right big toe, contract the left buttocks. And how does that compare to the right? Do they work symmetrically, or is one side working differently than the other still? And as you contract that left buttocks very powerfully, what's happening to the left leg? Can it roll freely outwards a little so the knee turns? The weight on the foot moves to the heel and the outside. And what happens to your length? You get a little longer? Just notice you contract that buttocks and you just magically get taller. And then let it release and contract again and really bring your awareness to the outside of the left foot. And how the weight shifts to the outside of the left foot and the big toe mound lightens its contact with the floor. They have to leave early. So do that a few times and intentionally, as you contract the left buttocks, roll the weight to the outside of the left foot. So the left foot is actually getting a little shorter. It's actually curving, so the big toe mound is moving towards the arch. Can you feel that? That's right. As you contract the foot, the arch deepens and you move the weight to the outside of the left foot. You get a little taller. And then leave that and stand on both feet. You can, to take a rest, you can just walk a few steps. Just shake it out and walk. So we can rest in walking. And then come back to your place. And take a wider stance. When you're back in your place, take a wider stance, a little wider than hip width, and turn your toes outwards. That's right. And sense the weight across your feet now. And in this situation, begin to tighten the buttocks and let them go. And notice with the legs wider, the turning out of the legs and how the weight can shift to the outside of both feet. So really tighten the buttocks and feel the weight move to the outside of the feet. That's right, and the arches lift a little. You might want to keep your eyes open for this one so you don't spill over backwards. And now if you're not feeling that as the contraction happens, that you can roll to the outside edges of your feet, do that intentionally. So contract the buttocks and roll your weight to the outside of your feet so the arches become steeper and the big toe mound lifts away from the floor. That's right. So contract and roll to the outside of your feet and really bring that big toe mound back towards your heel. Do that intentionally. Really allow the feet to curve. That's good. And release. And do that again. Contract the buttocks and allow the feet to curve in. So the big toe mound moves towards the heel and then release it. Notice how as you do that, the weight shifts back towards your heels. And each time release your feet. So each time you release, the feet come back. Okay, and leave it alone and rest. Lie down on your back and rest. So it's 10 o'clock now, but we started a little late. So we have the option of ending the lesson here and picking up with the last part next time I teach, or going 5 minutes more and finishing the lesson. So I want to be sensitive to your time this morning. So what would you like to do? The meters? I don't know. Well, you were late, so I don't think you have that worry because you didn't get here till like 10 past. Yeah. Yeah. You're fine?
Yeah.
Fine? Okay. All right. So just take a rest then and we'll proceed. Notice yourself in line now. Bring your attention to the volume of your breath. How's your breath since the beginning of the lesson? Notice the balance in your pelvis. Notice your legs. How are the heels resting now? What direction are the feet pointing in? All right, and then come to sitting. Roll to your side. And come to sitting. Very nice. Good job. Isn't that smoother? And then straighten your legs in front of you as we began and put your hands on your knees. And just a few times, contract and release the buttocks and see how's that changed since the beginning of the lesson. Is that different? Is that easier? Do you feel the lift more spontaneously? Okay, and now bring your feet into a frog position. So you're going to bring your knees, bend up your knees, and you keep your feet apart. They don't have to be touching. And lean back on your hands in this situation. That's right. And now just raise up your right leg one time and put it down. And you can roll back on your pelvis so you can really lift. That's right. And now do the same with the left. Lift and roll. That's nice. And do that right and left a few times. That's good. And now contract with both feet down. Just contract both buttocks. Contract and release. What happens to your knees? They roll out a little bit. That's right. And do it quicker. Contract, release, contract, release. You're riding your horse. And now just in this situation, just contract the right buttocks. What happens to the pelvis? You contract the right buttocks. The weight shifts. Shifts a little to the left. The pubic bone rises. The low back moves back towards the wall behind you. Notice all those things that happen with that just contraction of the buttocks, the right buttocks. And then do the same on the left. Okay, let's put your butt a little higher. And that's a good, here you go. Here we go. You can sit on this. See if that will help you. And then, it's a good learning situation. No need to get frustrated. If you can't do it, just imagine doing it. There you go. Is that a little better? Okay. So now contract the, has everyone else contracted the left buttocks? Okay. And then contract both buttocks again. That's good. Okay, and then rest. You can take the weight off your hands while you're resting. Give the wrists a break. You okay like that? All right. And now comes the fun part. So, put your legs in frog again. Lean back on your hands and lift both legs in the air. That's right. And hold them there, if you can, to lift and balance. And now, in this situation, begin to walk on your buttocks. So lift your left buttocks up and move it forward. And then your right buttocks up and move it forward. And breathe. I see some breath being held. I see the smiles getting bigger. That's good. And then move backwards. That's right. Move backwards, making it easy, leaving the upper body loose and free and rolling on the pelvis, and then just leave it alone and rest. That was beautiful. Very well done. You're doing great. You did just the right thing, just shifting the weight. That's enough. That's a big deal. Have you ever seen, if you go on YouTube, there's this video of this double amputee walking.
Yeah.
And what we're doing now, I mean, really, we are designed to walk without limbs, if you think about it. If you can coordinate the movement of the pelvis with the movement of the shoulder girdle. Right? Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Yeah, they can really roll their pelvis. Oh, they can't bring them together. I hadn't thought about that. So this time, lean backwards on both hands again with your legs in frog. And leave your right leg on the floor and lift your left leg. And just walk forward with your left buttocks and then backwards. So it's forward and back. So you're not moving forward. You're just moving that left hip one step forward and one step back. And do it slowly. Don't do it fast. Do it slowly and just feel what has to happen in the weight shift and what happens in between the shoulders in order just to move that right hip forward and back. You're rolling over. Let's see, I'm getting my right and my left mixed up. Your left. That's good. And do that 5 times, very slowly, with a lot of awareness of what's happening as you're shifting the weight over the side that's got the weight on it, and what's happening with the free side. So what's happening with the side that's in the air? And then shift. And so, okay, you guys, I just had a brain bleep. Which leg did you have up?
We had the left.
Okay, so, yeah, so lift your right leg and lean your weight very consciously onto your left buttock. So shift the weight to the left, right, okay? And now, in that position, begin to walk one step forward and one step back with the left leg. And breathe and smile. And notice what happens in the right hip. What happens to the pubic bone? Okay, and leave it alone and rest. You can rest it lying or sitting. Notice your breath, whether you're lying or sitting. Okay, and now come back to sitting in frog position. Roll to your side to come up. Repetition is a good thing. That's right. And now, with your legs in frog, bring both legs up And then bring both arms up like you're hugging a tree trunk. That's nice. Very good. Now begin to walk forward. And go slowly and take a rest whenever you need to. Walk a step or two and put it down. And then when you've walked two or three steps forward, walk backwards. And notice that you can keep your shoulders soft and that you can breathe. And then just rest. And we'll try it again in a moment. Okay, so one more time. Bring your arms up like you're going to hug a tree and bring your both legs up. And then walk forward. Walk forward five steps. Really lifting, transferring the weight and lifting the free hip. And transfer the weight and lift the free hip. And notice how the entire spine can respond. And the legs can be rolled out. And rest.
Warming.
Yeah. I'm not even doing it and I warmed up and had to take my sweater off. Okay. Just rest for a moment. And now if you'd like to continue, sit up in frog position again. And balance on your buttocks so your arms are round and your legs are lifted. And this time, squeeze both buttocks together and jump on your buttocks. I know. That's good. And then rest. Yeah. This is home practice. And just rest. And if you'd like to try it again. I told Michael he had to come so people could see that it could be done because I'm still very grounded. So just lie on your back and rest.
He's the only one who can do it.
Well, Caroline had it. And were you doing it, Annika?
No.
No? Okay. It is a matter of coordinating the muscles in the skeleton, you know, and being able to, as you contract powerfully, to get that lift we were sensing with our legs straight.
Maybe by the time I'm 80, I'll be able
to. I think so. I don't see why not. So just close your eyes and sink back into your resting self again. Notice how your pelvis is lying now. Notice how your legs are turned out in the direction of your feet. Sense your breath. And then one last time, roll to sit and then come to stand. He was 84, I believe. Yeah. And then stand with your legs wide apart and your toes pointed outwards. And in this position, a few times, lightly and quickly, contract the buttocks and let it go. And notice the rolling outward onto the edge, outside edges of the feet. And then contract the buttocks strongly and really intentionally roll to the outside of the feet and let it go. And contract the buttocks so the pubic bone moves forward, the lumbar moves backwards, and you can roll to the outside edges of the feet. The inside edge can lighten and curve towards the heel. That's right. And notice, can you allow the big toes to be soft and curve, or are they pointing up and staying tense? Thanks. See you next week. Okay, and then just take it into a walk. Take that into a walk. And as you're walking, notice how the weight lands on your foot. The forward foot and how you push off the back foot. Notice how your pelvis is moving. Notice your breath. And thank you.